Welcome to KJAN Sports and another one of our coaches' interviews and a basketball preview, Asa Lucas, with the Exira EHK Spartan basketball head coach, Tony Santisabin. Coach, thank you very much for giving us some of your time.
Yep, no problem. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Coach, initially I want to ask you, how sentimental do you get now as a coach taking over a program you participated in back in your younger years?
It's definitely it's just kind of a cool feeling to know that. I mean, I grew up with the program. Our first year together was my senior year after being Elkhorn Danes and then being the Exira Vikings. And like I said, combining in all sports my senior year, it was just kind of cool. And then to see a lot of success early on as far as under Coach Newton and taking us to state that first year, it's been awesome. And I've always loved the program and everything. So it's just kind of a surreal moment if you want to think about it. I'm living it right now, but it's definitely a cool feeling to have.
Coach, what can you tell us about last year's squad that lost in the sub-state semifinals with a record of 19-5 that you've inherited?
But yeah, a lot of key pieces. Obviously, we lost three seniors last year, and I loved every one of those kids. But obviously, now we have a new group, new year. Very senior heavy with nine seniors out of the total 14. So, I mean, that's a good thing for this year. But yeah, a lot of senior leadership, a lot of guys that have played together for a long time. Obviously, I'm changing a few things up and everything, but as far as still asking for what I want out of them and everything like that, that's basically the same as of every coach. But it's definitely a nice feeling to have to know that I've been around these kids already. I know kind of what they're like and what they what works best for them. So definitely nice to have that camaraderie still.
And what have you been working on in the off season with this senior heavy group?
Just doing, trying to obviously put in a little bit of, like I said earlier, a little bit of a new system. Just different details about how I go about things compared to Coach Newton and everything like that. Obviously, I've been his assistant for a long time, and learned a lot of things under him. He probably taught me the most that I know about basketball in my life. So obviously, I'm taking some things that he has, kind of putting my own stamp on things, and then just going from there. But obviously, the basics, can't ever go wrong with the basics as far as shooting ball well, ball handling, all that stuff. Now we're getting into a little bit more of the finer details now since practice started on Monday.
And with your newer system and the details you're trying to add, what identity are you starting to see take shape with your team?
We're going to be playing hard. That's the number one thing I want to make sure that we're doing. A lot of playing hard can take care of a lot of things, but also playing hard, we got to play smart. We got to play together. We got to communicate. And that's some of the big things I've been preaching the last couple days, me and my assistant coach, Nolan Himmelberg. That's what we've been preaching and everything like that. So we just got to make sure that we're playing hard, communicating, just be there for one another.
How have Cash Emgard and Aiden Flathers looked in this offseason?
Aiden has looked very well. He's a gym rat. He loves getting in. He loves shooting the ball. Anytime he can, he's going to get in there. Cash worked his butt off as well in the summer. Obviously, with football, obviously that takes precedence over basketball. But I know he's always playing basketball. Basketball is something that he loves, so he's really getting after it these first 2 days. And they're, like I said, both of them are. I mean, I'm excited to have both of them.
Who else has been stepping up in the off season, including leadership?
Again, we talked about the seniors, big senior class. Jackson Radcliffe is another senior there, and he's really been working hard even since football ended, I believe, for the team. He's told me he's down quite a few pounds, so he's working his tail off, really, really trying to get into basketball shape, really trying to work and just get himself ready to go to take another step this year. So he's been a really, really big help. And then, honestly, I could almost say a little bit about everything or everybody. JMO or Jameson Kilworth, he's been really. He was out last year for basketball. He didn't go out, but he's back with us this year. Quarterback of the team. I mean, he has that kind of leadership role. Jonas Lacane, he's working his butt off. Cole Brabham, he's in there. He's doing a lot of good things. Quentin White, he's in there as well. I mean, like I say, the list can go on and on. So, I mean, everyone's kind of stepping up, taking their turn. I'm still looking for more with the practices and a little bit more before the game start to see who really kind of naturally takes that leadership role and who really steps up more vocally. But I like what I've been seeing the last 2 days.
And what are your expectations for this team? So obviously you want them to play hard, but what else have you been asking of your players for this year?
Communicating. Communicating is a big part of life, not just basketball or sports, just in general. I just feel like there's a lot of things that can be taken care of or just handled better if there's better communication throughout everything. So that's one life lesson I'm trying to at least maybe have it sink in a little bit, that communicating is always a good thing in relationships, with your job, with anything in life. So like I said, communication is definitely a big thing I'm working on. But as far as goals, we have some goals. We just got to take it day by day. If we do those little things, then the goals and all the awards or anything like that will come if we just do our day-to-day routine and just keep working every day.